Hi guys, we're about halfway through the first chapter of Friday Barnes Girl Detective. And now we've got a situation here. Let's keep reading. Friday had considered joining the French Foraging Legion, but they didn't take women or children, and she didn't really want a job where she might have to kill people. She considered running away to join the Peace Corps, but was afraid if she did, they might force her to wear tie-dyed shirts. And of course, there was always the circus. But Friday had no intention of running away there, because physical bravery was not her thing. The idea of standing on a tightrope, or in front of a man throwing knives, or, worse yet, in the same room as a clown trying to be funny, scared the living daylights out of her. So Friday decided to do something tremendously out of character. She decided to ask for advice. Friday normally never asked anyone for advice. She didn't ask anyone her own age because she found that children gave terrible advice. And she didn't ask adults because she found that adults almost never knew as much as they made out that they did. But there was one adult Friday was particularly fond of, her Uncle Bernie. Uncle Bernie was an ex-cop who worked as a private investigator for an insurance company. He babysat Friday every Thursday night. This was her favourite night of the week, because as soon as the parents pulled out of the driveway, Uncle Bernie would throw out the microbiotic was under her her mother had left for their dinner, ordered two pizzas, and let Friday watch TV. Surprisingly, Friday's parents actually did own a television, but they had only tuned it to receive only the most boring channels, the free ones from the public broadcaster. The first thing Uncle Bernie did was tune in the commercial channels so Friday could watch reality TV shows about housewives needing plastic surgery so they could still be attractive to their teenage guardians. Okay. Uncle Bernie would spread his paperwork across the dining room table and pretend to concentrate on it while secretly watching the housewives on TV to speculating with Friday about whether the botulism from their botox injections was leaking into their sinuses and seeping into their brains. Altogether, Thursdays with Uncle Bernie was always a tremendous amount of fun. They were much more educational than Wednesday nights in the Barnes household, which was conjugate that verb, right? When Friday's grown-up brothers and sisters would come over, someone named a verb, and then everyone had to compete to see who was the conjugative in it the most languages. Friday usually spent Wednesday nights in the garden shed, pretending she had to do a school project on dirt. Anyway, on this particular Thursday night, Friday was waiting for an opportunity to ask Bernie what to do about her compulsory high school attendance dilemma. She was hoping, being an ex-cop, that Bernie might know someone in people trafficking who was prepared to sneak her out of the country and away to a distant land where they didn't believe in free compulsory education. But Uncle Bernie was clearly distracted. He kept sighing loudly, and it wasn't making any of his usual fun comments to start with, "That woman's face looks like it," and then ended with some outrageous comparison, usually involving an alien suffering third-degree burns. In the end, Friday muted the television. She wasn't going to turn off entirely. She loved her uncle, but she didn't love her that much. Turning to Uncle Bernie at the dining room table, she asked, "Are you alright? You've been sighing very loudly, which leads me to deduce either you have a low respiratory tract infection that is inhibiting your body's ability to absorb oxygen, or something is troubling you. And given that you don't have a girlfriend, you have no large outstanding debt, and are sitting with all your office work spread out in front of you, I summarize that you're troubled in some way by your work situation." "I am, I'm afraid," replied Uncle Bernie. "I'm sorry I haven't been able to give the housewives my full attention." "No matter," said Roddy. "I've recorded it for you. I know that once you've resolved this, no doubt temporarily, work dilemma, you would want to watch it again.